亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们来到当代世经学的危机的第七讲。我们在第六讲已经讲过 Greg Beale、认为呢，其实福音派的学者对于古近东的文献与旧约圣经的关系事实上有四种不同观点的。那 Beale 就说了，可能 Peter Enns 呢是采用第五种的比较激进的观点，但是又承认神的启示或者默示等等。那上一讲最后呢，我们讲到究竟 Peter Enns用神话这个字的定义是什么呢？那 Greg Beale 的感觉是应该就是神话，就是不是真的。最后呢，我们讲到Peter Enns 说问一个问题，那究竟神话是不是一个正确的概念来理解创世纪呢？ Peter Enns 怎么回答这个问题呢？他用第二个问题来回答第一个问题。第二个问题就是说，我们是不是应该用现代的历史跟科学的标准来衡量旧约呢？因为圣经的作者并不意识到他们要用这些的标准，他们也不认识这些标准。好，现在呢 Beale 继续总结引用 Peter Enns 的话，还是在第原著的41页。 He answers by saying， 那就是说究竟我们应不应该用现代的标准呢？ Peter Enns 的答案是， It is unlikely that God would have allowed his word to come to the Israelites according to modern standards of truth and error, so universal that we should expect pre-modern cultures to have understood them. 他说这个下面要讲的是不可能的，大概不可能了。上帝不可能容许他的话来到以色列人中间呢，是按照现代的真与错的这个标准的，就是按照一个这么宇宙性的标准呢，我们应该预料到现代前的文化都会明白的。上帝不会用一些这种的放四海皆准的标准用就是按照这个标准来向以色列启示的。 Rather, more probably, 那比较可能是什么呢？ More probably, God's word came to them according to the standards they understood, which included mythological standards of the time. 上帝的话是按照他们能够理解的标准，按照这个标准让上帝的话临到他们的。41页，那就包括了当时神话的标准。那 Beale 说， And recall once more that part of Enns' definition of myth is that stories were made up. 不要忘记 Peter Enns 对神话的定义就包括了是制造的故事。 Peter Enns concludes that the latter position is better suited for solving the problemFor how God accommodated his revelation to his ancient people. 他说假如我们要回答这个问题，要解决这个难题，就是说究竟上帝怎么迁就他的启示来到他古代的人民呢？他说刚才我们讲这个立场呢是更适合来解决这个问题的，就是说上帝就用了他们的神话的标准来启示，这个是比较能够解决迁就的这个问题的。Enns acknowledges that beginning with the monarchic age, 1600 BC, more historical consciousness arises. Peter Enns 承认大概从主前1000到主前600年，就是君王时期呢，从君王时期开始有一种清楚的历史的意识， so that history is recorded with a degree of accuracy more in keeping with contemporary standards, page 43.And so, 以至于历史呢就大概按照我们当代的标准这种的精准方法来记录下来，就是比较好像现代的精准的记录。 He immediately adds, however, that a negative answer must be given to the question, can we not also conclude the same can be said for Genesis and other early portions of the Bible? 但是呢假如我们反问 Peter S, 那我们可不可以说创世纪或者就约前面那些的书卷也是如此呢？就是说也有这种的历史的意思呢？ Peter Enns 说不。 He continues, It is questionable logic to reason backward from the historical character of the monarchic account for which there is some evidence to the primeval and ancestral stories for which such evidence is lacking. 他说这种呢是一个值得质疑的逻辑，就是说从君王时期的记载是有它的历史性，然后退到 primeval 历史前 和族长的故事，因为 primeval 啊，前历史的他们那个时候这些故事的历史性呢是没有证据的。第43页 He says the same thing even more explicitly on page 44, 44页呢就更清楚说明了。这个是 Peter Enns 的话。One would expect a more accurate blow-by-blow account of Israel's history during this monarchic period when it began to develop a more historical self-consciousness, as it were. 我们会预料到在这个君王时期呢，以色列人写历史就会更加的很准确的一件一件事这样来记载，因为他们当时就有一种的历史的自我意识的。It is precisely the evidence missing from the previous periods of Israel's history that raises the problem of the essential historicity of that period. 就是因为在君王前的那些的时代没有这种的证据，就是没有历史意识的证据，因此呢，我们就要问那个时代有没有这本质上的历史性。这个是 Peter Enns 的话，现在是 Bill 的话。So in one respect, we are on somewhat firmer ground when we come to the monarchic period. 所以呢 ，Bill 说，我们现在来到君王时期呢，应该有更稳固的根基了。Because it is there that we see something more closely resembling what one would expect of good history writing by modern standards.因为到了君王时期呢，就好像我们今天所讲的好的历史的著作什么呢？More or less contemporary eyewitness account， 就是当代的见证人的报道。Likewise, and says a little later， 好，下面呢 ，Bill 又再引用比较长的 ends 的话 ，page 53 页 ，The Mesopotamian world from which Abraham came was one whose own stories of origins。Have been expressed in mythic categories. 亚伯兰来自 Mesopotamia 这个世界，他们的他们讲那些故事呢，就是宇宙的起源的故事呢，都是用神话来讲的。The reason the opening chapters of Genesis look so much like the literature of ancient Mesopotamia is that the worldview categories of the ancient Near East were ubiquitous and normative at the time. 为什么创世纪开始几章这么像 Mesopotamia 的文字呢？就是因为古近东的世界观呢是无所不在，而且是当时的标准，无所不在和当时的准则 norm. Of course, different ancient cultures have different myths, but the point is that they all had them. 是的，不同的文化有不同的神话，但是他们都有神话的。The reason the biblical account is different is not that it is history in a modern sense of the word and therefore divorced from any similarity to an ancient Near Eastern myth.
圣经是不一样的，不是因为它是我们今天人所谓的历史，因此呢，就跟其他的古近东的神话就不一样了，就抽离出来。这是圣经的不同，不是把它抽离出来，别的是假的，这个是真的，不是。
What makes Genesis different from its ancient Near Eastern counterparts is that 那究竟创世纪跟古今东的那些神话有什么不同呢？ Is that the God they, Abraham and his seed, are bound to is different from the gods around them.
不同的是他们所敬拜的上帝与其他们周围的人的神明是不一样的。
We might think that such a scenario is unsatisfying because it gives too much ground to pagan myths.
53页这个是 N 自己的话哈，他说我们可能认为这种的描述就是描述当时的情况呢对我们不满意，因为呢太过让步给邪教的神话了。这个是第五页，等一下读到最后的时候 N 说是的， 我们同意 你太让步了。那这个是 N 提出的，我们还是继续讲 N 的53页到54页。
God adopted Abraham as the forefather of a new people.
上帝拣选收养亚伯拉罕作为一个新的子民的一个的祖宗。
And in so doing, he also adopted the mythic categories within which Abraham and everyone else thought.
当上帝这样的选纳了亚伯拉罕的时候，他也采用了亚伯拉罕跟所有的人当时的人思想的那些的用来思想的那些的神话的概念。 But God did not simply leave Abraham in his mythic world. 那但上帝呢，并没有就把亚伯拉罕呢，让他仍然存在在这个神话的世界里。Rather, God transformed the ancient myths. 不是的，上帝改造了这些古代的的神话。So the Israel story would come to focus on its God, the real one. 好像呢，以色列的故事呢，是集中于那个真的那个神的身上。53到54页。Peter ends 继续。The difference is notwithstanding between Babylonian myths and the Genesis creation and flood accounts. 虽然巴比伦的神话与创世纪很不一样 the opening chapters of Genesis participate in a worldview that the earliest Israelites shared with their Mesopotamian neighbors. 但是呢创世纪的一二三等等呢、这些章呢都参与了、以色列的邻国的旁边那些国家的世界观的 To put it this way is not to concede ground to liberalism or unbelief 这样来讲并不是向自由派神学或者是不信让步 But to understand the simple fact that the stories in Genesis had a context within which they were first understood 不是的我们只不过要、承认一个简单的事实就是创世纪的事情的故事呢是有一个文化处境的、就是他们当时听者读者了解创世纪呢是按照这个文化的处境的 and that context was not a modern scientific one but an ancient mythic one 而当时的文化处境呢不是一个现代的科学的处境乃是一个神话的处境 The biblical account assumes the factual nature of what it reports along with its ancient Near Eastern counterpart 这里是另外一个新的一个 point 一点了圣经的记载和当时古近东的神话一样他们都假设他们所报道的是事实 They assume the factual nature of what it reports They did not think 圣经的作者不是这样想的、We know this is all myth But it will have to do until science is invented to give us better answers 圣经的作者不说哎呀我们都知道这些神话了不过呢我们要等嘛等到、现代科学发明了才可以给我们更好的答案咯不是的他们说哎呀我们知道但是呢、就算了不是的 To argue that such biblical stories as creation and flood must be understood first and foremost in the ancient context is nothing new 他说我们要从他们的古代的文化处境来了解创世和、洪水的故事呢没有什么新的东西啊不是一个新的看法 The point I would like to emphasize however is that such a firm grounding in ancient myth does not make Genesis less inspired. Now Peter ends up, 创世纪植根于古代的神话呢并不表示创世纪就不是神所漠视了这个漠视并没有削减。好现在呢 Bill 要 summarize, 要总结有三点。It's important to know three things that he has just said in these extended quotations. Now Bill 差不多从第41页引用到56页很长的一大段哦。First, 第一个结论 that ancient Old Testament writers did not record history according to modern historical and scientific standards means that they did not recount historical events that correspond with actual past reality, but which correspond to A&E myth. 旧约的作者他们所记载的历史不是按照现代的历史跟科学的标准就表示呢他们所写下来的历史的事情呢并不符合事实而是符合古近东的神话 Indeed, Enns wants to emphasize that 56页 such a firm grounding in ancient myths does not make Genesis less inspired 因为恩斯要强调的是这样这么的植根于古代的神话并不表示创世纪就不是漠视的 Thus,Uncritical and unconscious absorption of myth by a biblical author does not make his writing less inspired than other parts of scripture. 所以，因为圣经的作者不加思索的、无意识的吸收了神话，并不表示他所写下来的比其他圣经的书卷更少的是更少被神漠视。Number two.第二个结论 And in connection with the first point 跟上面第一点相关的 And says And 是这样说的 The evidence missing from the previous pre-monarchic period of Israel's history raises the problem of the essential historicity of that period. 因为君王时期以前的这个阶段呢，就是没有这些的证据，就是没有这个历史的自我意识的证据。所以呢，我们就要面对一个这里起来的问题，就是 the essential historicity of that period。所以君王前面的那段历史是历史吗？ Which in the light of all ends I said above, most likely means for him that these pre-monarchic accounts are not to be viewed as containing essential historicity. 那假如我们把所有恩赐所讲过的话呢，他的意思大概就是说，一定要说大概，因为他不回答他自己的问题的啊，很多问题他不回答。就大概他的意思就是说呢，这些君王时期之前的记载呢，你就不要认为他们里面是含有本质上的历史性，就是本质上他们是不是历史呢？就是不是了。那第二个结论，第三个结论 ，third， the main distinction between A&E myths and Israel's myths lies not in the latter recording reliable history, but in the latter proclaiming it, but rather the latter proclaiming that Israel's God is different from the gods around them.所以以色列跟古今中的神话不同在哪里呢？不同在以色列的神话呢宣告以色列的上帝是跟旁边的神明，旁边名字神明是不一样的。 It appears fairly clear that the distinction between A&E mythical accounts of creation and flood and those of Genesis accounts is not in the former containing non-history and latter representing reliable historical events. 再说他们之间的不同呢，不是说古今中呢就是不符合历史，而圣经是符合历史，不是的。But the difference is to highlight the biblical God as true in contrast to the false A&E gods. 圣经要强调的是圣经里的神是真的， A&E 古今中的神明是假的。 This is the primary way then that God transformed the ancient myths. 所以上帝是怎么样改造了这些古代 的神话呢？就是这样子咯。 Not in presenting a historical account that corresponds to past historical reality. 不是说上帝来哪告诉你啊，哪事情不是这样子，应该是这样发生的，不是。 But causing Israel's history to focus on its God, the real one. 乃是呢要以色列的故事呢集中在这个真的那个神那里。所以不是说创世纪是真的，其他的神话是假的，乃是说创世纪的神是那个真的神，其他的假神。 And concludes above thoughts by saying,恩斯的结论是，那 Bill 现在又引用恩斯啊。We might think that such a scenario is unsatisfying because it gives too much ground to pagan myths. 53页，恩斯说，可能我们感觉到这幅图画是不令人满意的，因为呢太过让步给邪教的神话了。Bill 说 ，Yes, I think that many practicing respected OT and NT evangelical scholars and not only fundamentalists.We'll think that he indeed has given away too much ground to mythical myth, pagan myth. Bill 说是的，我想呢，很多很受尊重的旧约的学者跟新约学者，福音派的旧约新约学者，不光光是那些基要主义派啊，不是的，他们都会感觉到 ，ends 太过让步给异教的神话。In addition to the quotations from ends that I italicized above, 除了我刚才引用了这么多的 ends 的言论。That Enns affirms that the Pentateuch positively adopt mythical notions in essentially normal sense of the word is also apparent later, that is, non-historical and fictitious narrative. 除了刚才我们引用的话，在这本书后来呢 ，Enns 呢也继续的用一般人的用法来用 myth 这个字的。When he addresses the question of polytheism in ancient Israel, 当恩斯讨论古代以色列人的多神论的时候，他也是这样用神话的，就是说是非历史的，而是捏造的。Here again, Enns explains what he means. 现在呢，恩斯又解释他的意思了。那现在来到第98页了98页。It is important here that we not allow our own modern sensitivities to influence how we understand Israel's ancient faith. 他说，我们不要用我们现代的感觉，现代的敏感或者我们的意识来影响我们怎么看古代的以色列的信仰。We may not believe that the multiple gods ever existed. 那我们呢，可能不相信那些诸神是存在过的。 But ancient Near Eastern people did. 但是古代的近东民族相信这些不同的神真的存在的。This is the religious world within which God called Israel to be his people. 上帝就是在这个宗教世界里面呼召以色列人出来做属他的子民的。When God called Israel, he began leading them into a full knowledge of who he is, but he started where they were. 当上帝呼召以色列人的时候，他是带领他们进入了一个完整的认识耶和华是谁，但是呢，耶和华是从他们的处境开始带领他们出来的，一步一步的成长的。We should not be surprised, therefore, when we see the Old Testament describe God as greater than the gods of the surrounding nations. 所以呢，我们不需要惊奇看到圣经呢说，上帝是比外邦人的神更伟大的。In the Psalms, for example, this is seen in a number of passages. 诗篇我们看到好几个地方都是这样做的，就是他们上帝耶和华是诸神之上的神。God is above all gods. I suppose one could argue that a psalmist didn't really intend to be taken literally. 但是说大概呢，这些写诗篇的人呢，觉得他们所写的不应该用字义来解释。For the comparison between God and other gods to have any real punch, both entities must be presumed to be real. 假如圣经在比较神耶和华和诸神 the gods 的时候呢，你一定要假设神是真的，那些假神也是真的，这样子呢比较下来才会有说服力吗？就好像我们哄小孩子的时候，或者小孩子说哎呦有 boogeyman 啊，或者有 Santa Claus， 那我们父母亲会说你不要怕黑呢， God is greater than the boogeyman， 上帝会比这些的奇奇怪怪的怪物更伟大。那我们大人都知道 boogeyman 不是真的，那小孩子认为他是真的。就算我们今天我们会说上帝比我们的问题更大，比我们的挑战更大，比我们的仇敌更大等等，所以这些的比较呢都是比较上帝和另外一个很真实的一个东西。 But that's what these psalms are doing as well. 诗篇就是这样做的咯，所以诸水是真的咯，99页后面呢这个 Bill 他会解释没有问题嘛，因为我们相信偶像背后就是鬼神邪灵，或者说这些是 the deception， 是魔鬼的谎话，但是不表示这些神是真的神，真是福，这个是创世纪的最重要的要点吗？这些都是值得质疑的。